so we can get it all in here.
Formed by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The BRICS is trying to position itself as the voice for emerging economies and challenge Western dominance of global affairs. Its leaders are holding a summit in Johannesburg to discuss an historic expansion. More than 40 countries, including Saudi Arabia and Iran, want to join.
The expansion of BRICS could definitely boost the group's global influence.
Let's look at what a potential enlargement means for the alliance and its ambitions to shake up the global political and economic order.
The original term BRIC was actually coined by a Goldman Sachs banker, grouping these really different countries together because they were so fast growing.
The leaders of Brazil, Russia, India and China formalized their relationship in 2009 and invited South Africa to join the alliance a year later.
They decided to take that idea in an effort to create a bit of a political and economic counterpoint to what's perceived as the Western hegemony of the global political and economic spheres.
The BRICS countries together make up more than 40% of the world's population and almost a third of the world's GDP. According to data from the International Monetary Fund, the bloc has already overtaken the G7 nations' share of the global economy on the basis of purchasing power parity. That's when the purchasing power of different currencies is equalized. Projections by Goldman Sachs show the world's economic balance shifting towards the BRICS and emerging economies. China is expected to overtake the US as the world's largest economy by 2050, with India climbing to number three.
China and India have experienced massive growth since the BRICS were founded in 2009 and certainly have helped them swell in importance and remain relevant on the global stage.
China and Russia are pushing to enlarge BRICS. Experts say Beijing is keen to create an alternative grouping to counter the US and the West on the world stage.
China has been bullish on expanding BRICS for some time, and they're particularly keen at the moment because of the trade tensions with the US, the US looking to diversify its supply chains away from China.
Russia sees an expansion as a way to gain more international allies following its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. South Africa publicly supports the expansion, as does Brazil. But experts say behind the scenes, Brazil and India want a more measured approach.
It seems that they are concerned about the group leaning too autocratic, so they want to have very specific requirements for admission to make sure that there's a balance amongst the members and that it doesn't become sort of the autocratic G7.
More than 20 countries have formally applied to become parts of BRICS, ranging from Saudi Arabia to Ethiopia, Argentina, and Indonesia. Experts say Saudi Arabia is a strong candidate as a major economic and energy power in the Middle East, with a growing role in regional diplomacy. Indonesia, with the world's fourth largest population, is another strong contender.
Indonesia, being such a large economy and important in the electrification, clean energy tech, electric vehicles, might be a logical choice.
One reason for joining the BRICS is gaining access to the bloc's new development bank. Since its founding in 2014, the bank has approved more than $30 billion in loans for development and infrastructure projects.
Access to funding from this bank, which seemed to be having more favorable terms than a traditional development bank like the World Bank or the IMF, is definitely something that's attractive to a lot of countries.
The new development bank also wants to deepen the use of local currencies instead of the US dollar for trade and financing between the BRICS nations. Ultimately, experts say one of the biggest challenges for the BRICS to counter the West is to form a united voice on major global issues.
Generally, the countries have pretty diverse and diverging interests in politics, on security issues, and even relations with the US. I think the group would like to be seen as an alternative political forum to the G7 group of developed nations. Whether or not it is able to achieve that, I think will largely depend on what countries it admits.
Executive Order 13912, March 27th, 2020. Donald Trump federalizes the National Guard and reserves to active duty because of those unaddressed national emergencies. From 2017 to March 2020, Donald Trump declared 9 national emergencies. 7 were in executive orders. All were unaddressed by Congress. This equals a military operation, a continuation of government, a destroying of the federal corporation.
Your 6-blade knife, throw anything for your own.
Executive Order 13919, April 30th, 2020. President Trump signed Executive Order 13919, which gives the Secretary of Defense the authority to activate the reserve components of the military to federal duty. The military generals and their commanders and Commander-in-Chief Trump are now in full control of our nation and have been under multiple clauses under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the Constitution, and federal law. All this implicates that Joe Biden is not the president. Was actually president, would he extend a number of these executive orders that go against his lifelong policies? Ones created by Trump specifically meant for the takedown of the cabal? This is a perfect sign that shows the military is in control of a lot of what you are seeing. Biden's admin is nothing but a continuation of government, but they're the side that's exposing their crimes to the public. They're destroying their system. They're all actors. The ones that aren't, they know what's going on. Continuation of government shows so. Biden has extended every single executive order with national emergencies and the executive order 13912 that federalized the National Guard and reserves to active duty. Every executive order has expiration dates. So why did he extend policies that don't align with his? Executive order 13912 didn't set to expire until March 2022. Why did he extend it in 2021? He extended it again in 2022, which now makes the National Guard and Reserves on active duty till March 2024. The Space Force has never been uttered from Biden's mouth. The Space Force articles have never mentioned Joe Biden. The Army transferred all communications to the Space Force in August 2022 for one command. Who's that commander if Joe Biden has never been mentioned by the Space Force? Who established the Space Force as an independent military branch in 2019? Donald Trump. The Air Force did not give Biden the traditional ride into D.C. on January 20th, 2021. Guess who the Space Force is a department of? The Air Force. There's multiple documented pictures on the Flight app of Coast Guard on Navy bases and Navy helicopters on Coast Guard stations. The Coast Guard is a Department of Homeland Security during peacetime. They operate under the Navy during times of war. This implies we are at war. The Marines are a department of the Navy. That makes all military branches operating under military operation. Continuation of government, none of which recognize Biden as commander-in-chief. In every single National Guard article, Biden has not been mentioned. Not once. Only the Secretary of Defense and or the commanders of the brigade, battalion, or unit. Biden campaigned that he was going to shut down Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. Why has he not revoked Executive Order 13823? Which is Donald Trump's executive order that revoked Obama's executive order to shut it down. If he was president, he would have the same powers and authority as every other president. But it's evident he doesn't, because he's not the president. In fact, he's not even alive. And we'll get to that soon. The rigged election, November 20th, 2020. How did President Trump, the military, and his administration know to write every key executive order from 2017 to 2021 with specific dates inside to be activated and enacted on after November 3rd, 2020, and after January 6th, 2021? Military has its own law, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The Constitution is the highest law in the land, backed by the military. The military came first in our nation. The military was created to make sure the government did not get too radical, hence why they stepped in. This did not just start recently. Our country isn't the country you think it's been. From 2017 to 2021, a lot of you thought that certain Trump team members, staff, administration, and military turned on him, but they didn't. It was part of an operation. They're called white hat operatives. Optics within optics. If you didn't know about the laws, or if you weren't following the laws being signed from 2017 to 2021, you were blind and fell for the bait, as you did with everything you witnessed from January 6th and January 20th to present day. January 6th, 2021. The military expected the 2020 election to be rigged, but to drain the swamp, they had to let it happen. They had to show the American public this way. Mike Lindell's documentary shows the real election results, with almost every state voting for Trump. The Executive Order 13848 issued the first national emergency. Then, on January 6th, 2021, Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller activated the National Guard to federal duty, as was ordered in Executive Order 13919 by President Trump. All of those actions also signified President Trump's war powers of the president via 47 U.S. Code 606, Title 10 of the United States Code, the invoking of the Insurrection Act of 1807. Title 32 of U.S. Code extended President Trump's power as president according to those codes and Articles 2 and 4 of the Constitution. On January 6, 2021, after two objections, the insurrection took place. It wasn't an insurrection. It was all planned. The military was exposing the deep state. Because in our Constitution, in 3 U.S. Code 15, it tells you what was supposed to happen when those objections took place. That didn't happen. When they came back in, they just rushed right on through and counted the votes. They were supposed to go into a special chamber, go read through 3 U.S. Code 15. Congress, Swamp, the Rhinos and Dinos broke 18 U.S. Code 2381, 2384, and 2385, and 52 U.S. Code 20511. Executive Order 13848 traps all governors, attorney generals, secretary of states, judges, and lawyers who do not uphold or apply the laws that were put into place, so they chose what side of the line they were on. To understand further, you can watch my film, The Flight of the Brunson Brothers, a group of four famous trumpet-playing brothers who sued Congress for not upholding their oath. Their fight still continues, and you can catch up on that fight on GoodLion.tv. The deep state did in fact control the front lines with FBI operatives, getting us to enter the Capitol. I know because I am one. I faced corrupt judges, correctional officers, and lawyers who all tried to bash my spirit, but only made it stronger. These are the corrupt judges and lawyers who chose to stay on their side. They will regret doing so. This is a multi-layered operation of all the things that the swamp is being drained from. January 20th was also a very important day, as it was the funeral of Joe Biden. That's right, all right in front of our faces. Joe Biden's funeral, January 20th, 2021. President Trump received the full military and constitutional regulated inauguration ceremony with the Presidential Salute Battery, 3rd Infantry, also known as the Old Guard, with a 21-gun salute, with the playing of Hail to the Chief, as he flew off in Air Force One post 11:59:59 a.m. as the 20th Amendment specifically says a president's term is to end and begin at noon. Joe Biden had 3 cannons, 9-second intervals, 21 guns, and the first shot was a dud. So, 20 guns? And this was at Arlington National Cemetery. If you go to arlingtonnationalcemetery.mil, it specifically says the 3 valiant salute is not to be confused with the 21-gun salute. Joseph Biden received a full-grade military funeral service. He didn't get to ride in Air Force One. He raised his right hand at 11:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is a violation of the 20th Amendment. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so? What we are witnessing today is still a continuation of government, aimed to reverse the radical brainwash of propaganda on our nation. You don't just flip a switch to change a public opinion. You orchestrate an entire movie, a show, where the world becomes a stage, in order to create the proper outrage and insight, knowledge, that enables people to break away from a hypnosis of division. America is like an innocent child that was kidnapped by a dark satanic cult of criminals and pedophiles, using its power to effect worldwide change in its favor. 10 years ago, not many people would be able to grasp this information, but through Trump's presidency, COVID-19, the 2020 election, January 6th and January 20th, and the deep state in Ukraine, we've woken up. We've realized blindly putting faith into government has become our greatest fault, and that paying attention matters. The last 100 plus years, Americans were sold to a corporation, losing the true meaning of what being an American is and was all about. Many naysayers out there around the world know nothing about being American, while at the same token, there are just as many patriots in every country of the world because they too have national pride in their country and can see that ridding the deep state of the U.S. is ridding the deep state of the world. You see, we all have something to unite for. We may fear a united one world government, as we should, but inviting a one world patriotism is what can unite us all together. Rejoining in the fact that we all have our individualism, but our collectivism is what makes us stronger as individuals. Many people stop short at their brief, "they're all on the same side" rhetoric. Yet, can one truly watch this entire movie and still believe that? The thirst for knowledge, the hunger to understand, when lost, becomes the closing time for both heart and mind, and it becomes evident. Those are the ingredients that make a doom and gloomer. They stopped their research long ago. But not you. You didn't. You now have the tools to understand everything you are seeing happen around the world. It will take thought. It will take your own research. It may take open-minded conversations, painful ones. But together, we are collectively the audience of the greatest show on earth, The Great Awakening. Keyboard warriors, you know what to do.
All right. Hey. So the two actors that are possibly playing Joe Biden, they had a question mark by them. Let me see. Struhan, Roger, and or Arthur Roberts. So I think we've seen these fellows before, but you wouldn't know if they weren't wearing a Biden mask, you know. And it's just too clever for words how some of this is panning out. And you can see why you would want to keep violence down. You hear people like this guy that immolated himself. He was, you know, start the effing revolution, he kept saying, you know, on this video he made in his car, and then apologized to responders and whoever he might have harmed with all of that. But Sam, if you want to start the next one, I want to see if we can get this in. And this shows how from last night, Mike King was interviewed by John B. Wells and how he's incorporated some of this information. And that's why things look the way they do from his site, which is, Real News and History, I think. Let me see. Where do I have that down? Yeah. So we'll go ahead and start that next one.
Other side of the story, then I could say I got to the bottom of the rabbit hole. And once you realize what a big lie that we've been immersed in all our lives, it's you know, for me, it's like a passion to tell everybody. You know, I mean, if you've got any kind of nobility in you and you know this stuff is going on, you have to share it with people and fight it. In spite of, you know, how they may ridicule you. So,
yeah. You know, I've been telling people about how Adolf Hitler was telling Winston Churchill, listen, we don't need to be fighting each other. We need to be together fighting the Soviets. And even Rudolf Hess bailed out of his ME-110, surrendered to his Scottish farmer captors, trying to get a parley with Churchill. They just put him in jail and left him there until he was in his 90s. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. And,
It's crazy. And by the way, for anybody who's interested, Mike's published a book called Mind Side of the Story, and there is something to it. I mean, there really is. But you know what April 20th is?
Oh yeah.
Is anybody singing Happy Birthday, dear Adolf? I don't think anybody is. But today is Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Well, me and the friend who. I grew up with that. We drank a toast. So.
Okay, well, hang tough for a second, Mike. We'll get through this real quick and get right back with Mike King, everybody. RealNewsAndHistory.com. Sign up for his almost daily newsletter. There's some very, very interesting stuff in his newsletters you have never heard before. This is the Ark.
That's
we'll be back.
The truth. If you want to get the, go to 621 there and get that ready. They're on their little break there, and we can jump ahead.
I can't let this go. I can't. Because when you become a father to every child in the world. And I cannot believe that this Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, let Laken Riley's murderer go. Everybody should say her name and don't forget it, because this was done, might as well done by Mayorkas' hand, his own hand, the murder of that child. That child was important to somebody. Just a young girl, and this scumbag named Ibarra kills her, but they don't have enough room in the detention camps for him, so they just cut him loose. Really? Did you ever think that this country would deteriorate to this state of lawlessness? Oh, it got stupid during the 60s. It got stupid during the 70s. We know that the Reverend Martin Luther King was nothing but a fraud. And, he liked the white girls, liked prostitutes, all that. But he was the Reverend Martin Luther King. Well, everybody's got to have a hero, but there must have been a dozen better choices. And, of course, to some people that'll sound all racist and everything. Well, we can bounce over to the Kennedys. I don't think the Kennedys did anything for their reputation. Reputation of the family with the conduct of John, Robert, and, Ted. So, you know, no family can be free of the occasional scumbag. However, see where we're headed here? This bunch that's in D.C. right now, from the Attorney General to the DHS Secretary to the so-called President to this ridiculous excuse of a Vice President to the spokesperson, Jean-Pierre, the press secretary. It's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. And, of course, Biden takes his marching orders from Jeff Zients. So let's carry on with Mike King now, because we have the remainder of the program with him. You know, Mike, I got to tell you. Light his line. I got to tell you, Mike, a lot of people are going, what Why are you saying President Trump is still commander-in-chief now? Yeah. Give us a download.
Well, I've got a piece at the website, realnewsandhistory.com. Go right on the top page. You submit your email, and you get the piece. There's no charge for it. It's called Commander Trump, and it spells it out. But mainly the thesis is this, and this is my core belief, and I'm absolutely certain of it. You know, it's a vast topic. It'd take a while to break down, but I am convinced that at some time in 2012, 2013, around that era, the military approached private citizen Donald Trump and asked him to run for president. They had a plan. And the only alternative was either they knew that Hillary was inevitable. That was the plan. So they would either have to stage a violent coup, which would trigger a civil war, or they had a plan in place of irregular warfare. In order to execute that plan, you needed the president. And there was only one man who could do it, and that was Trump. And he agreed to do it, and he came under the protection of the military from day one, and he knew about this plan and how effective and powerful it was. And you begin to understand that a lot more things begin to make sense. First and foremost, how the hell did he win in 2016? It would have been a matter of child's play to just flip some computer electronic votes and give Hillary what she needed. But that was not done. And I believe that this was blocked by the NSA, which is a military intelligence. But that's the first indicator right there. And then you see the boldness of the man from day one. And they can't touch him. And you know, these so-called trials that are going on, this is all part of the operation. Believe me, they're not going to touch him. And he's going to come back with unbelievable, unlimited power. But during this interim period, he remains a commander-in-chief. I am convinced that on January 6th, 2001, he invoked the Insurrection Act right under our noses. His final
2001.
Post, yeah. What's that?
You said 2001.
2001, which was the day of the so-called insurrection, and just 2 weeks before he was supposedly set to leave office. If I can back up to January 2020.
It's 2021.
January 6th of 2021, if I want to back up to December 2020, just after he lost the election, 1 month after he lost the election.
Okay,
supposedly.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
In December of 2020, he decapitated the Pentagon Civilian Review Board. Some big, big names, and it's a very powerful board. Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright, Jane Harman, Eric Cantor, these are untouchable people, especially Kissinger and Albright. And he just unceremoniously dumped them.
Wow.
Okay? Henry Kissinger's like, you know, a demigod in this world of ours, and he just got rid of them. And then he did the same with the defense secretary and the defense department. He just put all his people in. And I remember when this was happening, John, I thought to myself, wait a minute, he's leaving next month. What is he cleaning house for? Well, what is he going to do with these people? They're going to be on the job for a month, and then they're gone, and then Biden puts his people in. And a lot of people were under the impression, including myself, that he wasn't leaving. He wasn't going to leave, and he was going to use the issue of the voter fraud. He was going to play that, and the military was going to intervene openly, and he was going to stay. A lot of people believe that, but it didn't happen. This character, Biden, so-called Biden, I refer to him in quote marks as Biden, was inaugurated. But now, with the benefit of 2020 hindsight, I am convinced that this is part of the operation, that Trump is supposed to be out of there. Why? Well, for a number of reasons. One, everything we're witnessing now, with the wheels coming off, that's waking up a lot of people, including Democrat constituencies. And I believe it's going to intensify and get worse throughout the summer and the fall. And all of this had to happen so people can see just how evil or the evil that, that they had in mind for us. Only the thing is, it's all being play-acted. It's under control of this military psychological operation.
All righty. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back for some more. Thank you, Sam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now. or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Which had several objectives. One, a lot of people have already been arrested and disappeared. Bad people. We haven't heard about it yet, but we will. That was the main objective of this special operations, special military operations. The other key objective was the awakening of the American public. Because, you know, if you just came in, bang, bang, start shooting the place up, even if you had the power to do that, the American public, or at least half, more than half, would never accept that.
Okay? Right.
So the coup has to be non-kinetic, psychological, special operations. That's key. There can't be any hint of a military presence. Because the idea is you want to win the hearts and minds and snap the general public out of this decades-long hypnosis that they've been under. And that is happening. Slowly but surely, it's happening. It's happening because of things like the controlled border crisis. It's happening because of what's going on with the foreign affairs. It's happening with all the transgender nonsense. It's all being exaggerated and put in our face to make people wake up. And it's going to get worse. I believe this summer we're heading towards a possible World War III scare scenario. Again, this will be controlled, a special operation. There's not going to be a World War III, but most people aren't going to know that. And this is the type of climate that's needed to shock people into reality and essentially beg for Trump to come back and straighten things out. And that is the essence of this military operations. Now, this sounds, it's a lot to take in all at once, that I understand. But when you begin to look at various protocols and things that are in place, executive orders, continuity of government protocols, how special operations were set up, I can demonstrate the logistics of how something like this could be pulled off, okay? Because the main obstacle to seeing something like this is just the incredulity of it all, okay? Come on, how can they pull off something like this? I mean, that's a legitimate frame of mind, but I have an answer for that, okay? How did the other side pull off the Kennedy assassination and get away with it? How did they pull off the 9/11 scam and get away with it? How did they pull off Tonkin Gulf? How did they pull off the COVID hoax, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are important precedents because what they demonstrate is that it is, if you have the right levers of power, it is indeed possible, easy actually, to run the most incredible scam and just create a fiction and sell it. And have the vast majority of the public buy it. You don't have to fool everybody. You get 80, 85%, 90%, that's all you need. So they can do it, and we know they did it, so there's your precedent. But now what if the good guys, or the white hats, as we call them, all right, the military intelligence, the special operations, what if they were to seize what I call the Wizard of Oz machine? Okay, that the deep state has controlled all these years. The illusion machine of special intelligence assets and spies and the media, of course. Okay, they had that under control. They could pull off whatever illusion they wanted to. Well, imagine now the military pointing a gun at the head of the wizard and said, "Get out of there! It's our machine now." Would they not have those same capabilities? Of course they would. So that is what we're under. And now, again, if you look at the laws and the policies that have been put in place over the years, can they do this legally? Yes, they can. Look into continuity of government, which they set up, the bad guys set up. And it's interesting, John, they set up all of these procedures and plans and elaborate protocols for the purpose of one day dropping the hammer on us and dominating us, okay?
Yeah.
Now it's being flipped around on them, okay? So it already existed. So those procedures, that kind of power, that kind of framework is already in existence. It's just a matter of commandeering it and using it towards the good. And that is what I believe is happening now.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you. Yeah, we may be able to squeeze this in. If not, you owe it to yourselves to listen to this and to watch the other one. Thank you.
Arts of the world, period. And if we find out that we can make them better than we do, otherwise we leave them alone once perfection has been reached. So check it out, ctmstore.com. Mike, I wanted to ask you about this. Now, we're not going to say anything. You already said there's no stopping it at this point, and that's good. But you remember back in 2015 when we got word, there's no telling when it started, but Obama had purged the military of a whole bunch of captains and majors and the light colonels and so forth. And I'm thinking this might be part of the 60,000-man force. Am I close or not really?
Well, it's related because they knew, the patriots in the military, and there's always been a faction of good men in the military, but they knew that they were targeted. And that's what Obama did when he fired 197 generals and admirals and then a bunch of officers downstream. So that was absolutely part of the war. And it also shows that the bad guys knew that this was coming, or something like this was coming. Okay, so they're very concerned about it. Because historically, John, and this happens in every country, at the 11th hour, when the Marxists are ready to close the deal, there's always a final pushback. Okay, you go to the Spanish, that's what the Spanish Civil War was. That's what the Russian Civil War was. This has happened so many times in Latin countries, Asian countries, African countries. Whatever it happens, you have a corrupt force that's right there on the brink, final communist takeover. There's going to be a pushback. So in anticipation of that, Obama was waging war against the military. He fired all these people. They were trying to neuter the NSA. That's what the Ed Snowden scam was all about. Embarrass the NSA so you could take their power away. Because the NSA has the goods on everybody. And they were afraid of it. They were very much afraid of that. So right around this time, this is all coalescing. Obama is waging war against the good guys, the patriots in the military. And at the same time, private citizen Trump, you recall right about this time, 2011, 12, 13, is when he starts making highly political, very inflammatory tweets.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. Global warming is a scam. It's a plot by the globalists. We got to get these pedophiles, try them and execute them real quick. Obama's birth certificate is fake, and on, really hardcore stuff. So he was already at that point determined. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, but now it all makes sense. A few years later, the famous escalator ride. So, you know, I won't say that Trump is like a puppet or a front man for the military operation, because he's a very talented, smart, and courageous individual in his own right. But I would say a better analogy would be he's the tip of the spear. We don't see the handle and the fulcrum. That's where the real power is. And that's the special operations. And this Newsweek piece says that the 60,000 secret man army is under jurisdiction of special operations. And when Trump cleaned house in December after he so-called lost in 2020, that was one of the positions that he filled with an individual named Ezra Cohen Watnick running special operations, and I believe still is. So, and that's what special operations is. So, you know, people who doubt that the military has this kind of power, well, first of all, this comprehensive Newsweek piece, and you can read, I did a synopsis of it at realnewsandhistory.com. You see around the front page. But it just shows the awesome power of the military in this respect. And it only makes sense. We know what they can do in terms of the physical realm, right? Blow up any country on the world at a moment's notice, send Army Rangers or SEALs anywhere in the world, pick somebody up, bring them out to the boat, pick up in a submarine or whatever. It's just mind-boggling, the physical capabilities of the military. We all know that. What I'm saying, and I've researched this very thoroughly, is that on the non-kinetic front, in terms of special ops and in psychological warfare and intelligence warfare, their capabilities to make war are just as awesome. Only it doesn't involve shooting. It involves everything else. This is like Mission Impossible stuff times 1,000. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I saw something interesting the other day. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, was kind of, he put out something in the press that was kind of sympathetic to the Don. I'm sure you saw that. What do we make of Mike?
Okay. Right about the moment, or really, let's say in October 2017, when this thing was becoming apparent to more people, I don't know if you recall that incident where Trump, he had generals and admirals and their wives at the White House for some sort of event. Everyone's taking pictures, and he's teasing the reporters. It's Trump. He says, "Do you all know what this represents?" "What, Mr. President?" "It's a calm before the storm." Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and it got a lot of press coverage, and then they repeated it. "Well, what storm?" And they kept peppering him with questions, and he winked. He said, "You'll find out." The following day, in the Oval Office, reporters again, "Mr. President, what did you mean yesterday when you said calm before the storm?" And he kept winking. He says, "You'll find out. You'll find out." And it was just 2 weeks after that this internet poster that so captivated so many people for 4 years, known as Q, began posting on an internet forum, 8chan, in a sub-forum named The Storm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this character, Stormy Daniels, interesting name, isn't it? Stormy.
Yes, it is.
Get it?
Stormy. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. This is all part of the show. It's a movie, John. Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, Rob Mueller, all the people who are supposedly persecuting Trump. No. This is this thing. They work for Trump. And so now you've got this criminal trial going on, the so-called hush money to Stormy Daniels. Let's see what comes out of this. Okay, I don't know all the twists and turns, but what I say with absolute certainty, these criminal trials, don't worry about it. Trump's going to come out smelling like a rose. If they do put him in jail, even that'll be part of the show. Just enjoy the show. He's going to come back with such power to kick ass. And all the raids that have been done and the investigation, I believe that they've served as a funnel for taking all of this evidence that the NSA and other agencies had, okay, but it is not usable because it is obtained without a warrant.
Right.
I believe it's being funneled into the legal system. That's what the raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago was all about. That's what the raid on Giuliani was all about, the raid on Roger Stone. All these raids, they're all engineered. It's all part of the military operation. Trump just sits back and says, "Oh, this is terrible what they're doing to me." Okay? Meanwhile, God only knows what kind of incriminating evidence now is in all those boxes. And you have these people in the left-wing news media, you know, rubbing their hands, salivating. oh, they got Trump, they got Trump. Oh, they raided them, they got all these boxes. Now, these boxes are...
Mike, I got to ask you something. It has been a... I heard that guy say, I can't remember who it was, but John McCain was put to death, and nobody's even flinched. And I was going, did you just hear what he said? John McCain was put to death? You're thinking some other people have been put to death. Joe Biden doesn't look the same in these photographs. A lot of this stuff does look like, you know, these very, very excellent masks, folks. They work really well. But let me ask you this. Tie this all together. What's with the three cannon salute or whatever it was?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
There were so many bizarre anomalies on the so-called inauguration day of Joe Biden. And all of them have a common theme. They point to death. You've got Garth Brooks, he's singing Amazing Grace during their inauguration. That's a funeral hymnal. I mean, it's not always just for funerals, but it's...
usually.
It's usually a funeral hymnal. Okay.
Yeah.
Then they all get in their black limousines. It looks just like a funeral procession. And where do they go? They go to Arlington National Cemetery. That's unprecedented. That's never happened before. And then a bugler plays Taps. Well, Taps, that's for a military funeral. Who is the funeral for? Then they have the supposedly the 21-gun salute for Biden at Arlington National Cemetery. There's three guns there.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, there's a fellow, the country singer, Derek Johnson, who investigates this stuff. I don't want to take credit for this discovery. He's the one who made it public. But it's three guns. A presidential 21-gun salute is four guns. Okay? And this is not a trivial detail, John, because this is the military that runs this stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, this is like if you have a speck on your shoe or your blanket's not tucked under your mattress, you're going to get yelled at in the military.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean you only got three guns? And if you go back, every president, four guns. Every president. Obama, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, go back to every inauguration that's been televised, you see the four guns. They fire three, and they keep one in reserve. Biden only got three, which is the protocol for a military funeral. But you know who got four guns on inauguration day and 21-gun salute? Had just flying away on Air Force One? Donald Trump.
Yep.
Commander Trump, who is still the president and commander-in-chief.
Well, all the stupidity makes a lot more sense, having you lay it out like this. So have we been looking at Bolshevik Revolution 2 in this country? Is that what they thought they were going to do, this crew of miscreants up in D.C. now and in Congress?
Oh, that was absolutely the plan. Hillary Clinton, she was the closer. It was 8 years of Obama, the setup man, and she was going to come in and drop the hammer. I mean, can you imagine, John, right now, she would be in her eighth year. Okay, what the hell on the hell on earth that she would have visited upon this country and this world? And that was the plan. But now what we're being shown, I like to make the analogy to Scrooge. Okay, Christmas Carol. How was the character Ebenezer Scrooge made to fundamentally change? Well, the ghosts came overnight, particularly the ghost of Christmas Future. Scared the crap out of him, okay? Said, this is your future, pointing at his tombstone. There's people selling his goods, dancing on his grave, et cetera, et cetera. And Scrooge got to see where he was headed. So then when he woke up that morning, Christmas morning, he was a fundamentally changed man. Merry Christmas, everybody. And he started giving money away, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they're doing now. We're seeing all this horrible stuff, only it's not real. But it's enough to show the people what they were intending to do to us under Hillary to close the deal. Flood the country with so many illegals, unlimited voter fraud, the World War III. I mean, all this stuff that we're seeing, all of these scares, in the end, it's going to have a happy ending, but it's going to be a wild ride that's going to scare people just like it scared Mr. Scrooge. And when they wake up, they're not going to say Merry Christmas. They're going to say Trump 2024. So that's what That is my interpretation of the whole thing and where we are right now. And as far as the people who have been eliminated, what I foresee is that this is going to be replayed. Like, we may see somebody like Biden and Clinton doing a perp walk when, in my opinion, they've already been executed. That's my opinion. But I'm very, very strong on the fact that I don't believe that this is Joe Biden in there. I've seen too many pictures of masks. It's almost like they do it on purpose to give us a hint. You know, there's pictures. He looks so different. And there's just all the stumbling and the bumbling. He falls off his bike. He falls up the stairs going up the plane. He falls on a stage. He's an 80-year-old man. He just pops right up. He never gets hurt.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, I do believe we're watching the movie. And a lot of the bad guys are gone. I mean, I saw Bibi Netanyahu. I've seen images of him. He's got that mask line, that same mask line that Biden has. You know, these masks, John, I was just telling me, Nino Rodriguez was telling me the other day, he's got friends in Hollywood who were telling him about how sophisticated the masks are. You could actually sweat through them. Okay. And by the way, in this Newsweek article about the 60,000 secret agents, it talks about how they use masks. Some of them are using masks, and it shows the silicone mold and how they're made. I mean, this is not like a Halloween mask. I mean, they could make a mask of John Wells, put it on me, and I could pass for John Wells. That's no exaggeration.
You can, like, stand next to somebody, and they'll buy it? Or they can see, that's a mask. They'll
They won't be able to tell. It just contours to your face, yet it's somebody else's face. But there are enough images. I scoured the internet. You'll see enough images where you'll see a line at the neck. And to me, it's almost like they're winking at us. Like, just those of us who are astute enough and know this is going on, you know, winking at us to let us know, okay, this guy's been taken care of. So,
all right. Thank you, Sam. Give me a minute here to thank everyone for listening. And please check these out on your own. And really, I was going to, and I probably shouldn't say what I was going to do if I didn't do it, but I end up being in a bad habit of listening to all the archives Saturday night instead of sleeping. And Stephen Whitener's show and the Thought Crime Live and Michael Gaddy's Rebel Madman Radio and Blackbird 9. And also Friday night, Richard Carey. And there's just so much information there. And as we know, now they're talking about the Constitution in this movie. And as we know, we've learned that that's not at all what we were taught it was. But if and not necessarily that the military taking over is a good thing either. But if it keeps the bloodshed to a minimum, I think it's a good idea, you know. So anyway, it's all in God's hands, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And go to michaelgaddy.substack.com, and I'll put all these links in the chat room and different chat links. I meant to do that before, since my chat room was taken away somehow before. I'm just going to put all kind of chat rooms in there for people to find the addresses of so we can have fun. And it's so nice. Equicentric, she always is leaving links. I just owe her a debt of gratitude, all the different links she's left for me so many different times, you know. And apparently Dr. Parker's Telegram channel is Q the Stormwriter 777, and he, you know, left RBN just before or just around the time Q started posting. Isn't that interesting? Here's another brilliant man. So okay, so we're about out of here, and I'll see you all next week. And remember, we've got a full moon in 2 days, so if you're feeling a little quirky and you weigh 4 or 5 more pounds, it'll pass. It's the full pink moon, so enjoy springtime, and love all your lovables, whoever they may be.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.